An 11-unit townhouse complex proposed for St. George Street is the exact kind of housing that we need, said Port Moody Mayor Megan Lotte. But a city requirement that the developer attain Step 4 of British Columbia's energy efficiency standards for residential units could potentially add up to $40,000 per townhome, warns the project's proponent. Carola Thompson, of City State Consulting, told Council on Tuesday, July 4, the builder is ready to boost its compliance with Step 3 requirements by installing low-carbon heat pumps in each unit. But the unique architecture of the project means making the buildings any more airtight would increase construction costs substantially. BC's Energy Step Code is a standard set by the province to improve energy efficiency and reduce carbon emissions in new buildings. It assigns an escalating score based on a structure's air tightness so it retains heat better in the winter and stays cooler in the summer. Step 5 indicates zero carbon emissions. Thompson said Port Moody's desire new residential projects achieve Step 4 goes beyond neighboring communities like Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam that require Step 3, as per provincial policy. It isn't a level playing field, she said. But if Port Moody is to lead the way toward a provincial goal of 40% less carbon emissions by 2030 and zero by 2050, it has to set a high bar now for builders to achieve, said Cowan. Diana Dilworth. It's not so much about leveling the playing field, she said. We are trying to be champions in terms of addressing climate action and sustainability. Cowan. Samantha Agterup agreed and successfully proposed a motion requiring the project attain the Step 4 standard. We need to be a leader requiring Step 4 at this point. Lotte said while the extra cost is a tough pill to swallow, it's something developers and consumers will have to adjust to accordingly, even if that means changing the way buildings are designed. There will be some growing to do, she said. Still, there's much to like about the project, said several councillors, who ultimately gave third reading to zoning amendments required for it to proceed following a brief public hearing. It meets an important need for us in family housing, said Lotte of the mix of 1 2-bedroom unit, 8 3-bedroom units and 2 with 4 bedrooms, spread over 3 lots from 2804 to 2808 St. George Street. Dilworth dismissed concerns about a 2-bedroom townhouse that had been expressed at an earlier meeting while Cowan. Amy Lubick praised the inclusion of garden spaces for each unit.